is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
So let's start the two-hour Business Rockstar show off with a quote from Chris Hughes from Facebook. He says, you need to surround yourself with good advisors, but of course, you need to always trust your instincts, too. I'm Ken Rakowski, broadcasting from the WGN studios in Chicago. This is Business Rockstars. Every day, we take a look at what's going on in the world of entrepreneurship. You got the entrepreneurs, you're on the sidelines watching what's going on. It's time for you to get involved, be part of this whole experience of entrepreneurship. Let me tell you, once you're an entrepreneur, it's like a virus. It's infectious. It spreads. And you want to catch it. It's a good thing to have because it's talking about the feelings of independence and allowing your creativity to flow. It's a good thing to be in business. And that's what we're talking about. One of the most searched words on the internet right now is entrepreneurship. And that's what we're here to talk about. We're in Chicago because, of course, Chicago is one of those epicenters of opportunity. And we're exploring what's going on in the world of entrepreneurship. We'll talk about incubation. You know, think about an egg as it sits in the right incubator and it hatches. If it's done right, it goes through a process that's actually sped up. Same thing in a business. Good incubators and accelerators do the same thing. There's a hot one out here called Catapult Chicago. We're going to have the founders join us and understand what it takes to incubate a business properly. We'll also look at what's happening in the world of sports marketing. Chicago, probably like Dallas and, let's say, Pittsburgh and Green Bay, San Francisco, I could name a bunch of cities that there's sports nuts here. They go crazy over the Blackhawks, the Cubs, the Sox, the Bears. They are mad people. It's a great thing. So we'll look at what's going on in the sports marketing world, and it is Thursday, and on Thursdays we get to do mentoring rock star style. Christian Cullen's joining us. He was in the band, let's see, from Survivor. I think he actually did something with REO now. I know what it was. It was Night Ranger. He is our in-studio mentor, who's a rock star. And what we do is we bring a protege in, and we see what they're doing when it comes to being a sustainable business, and we wrap business principles and ideas around them from marketing to branding to positioning to storytelling to cause-related ideas. All that takes place. You don't want to miss it. 2 hours every day, broadcasted around the United States. I'm Ken at BusinessRockstars.com, and our number is 855-ROCKSTAR. Let's see. We got Ira and Charlie in the studio making sure everything's working over there. And right here at WGN, we got Brian making sure it's working good, too. So that's what we got going. Lots happening here, right? I love it. So how about this idea? What came first, the employee or the business corporate culture? Which one do you think did? Well, Richard Reed, who's the co-founder of Innocent, he was talking about the whole idea of making sure you go off and get the right employees. Oh, wait, strike that. Great employees. So the culture just grows.
You don't create a culture. It's the people that you recruit. So my personal belief is the single most important business decision one ever makes is who you get to come join your business, because everything a business does or doesn't do is the result of a human being doing it or not doing it, caring or not caring, having the skills or not. And we were clear what we wanted in terms of the brand. We wanted it to be genuine, to be friendly, not saccharine, not sort of not falsely trying to be your mate, but just open and honest and up for it. And you can only be those things, it can only be genuinely that way if people are genuinely like that. So we've just been very strong on recruiting, firstly, not only, but firstly, on the values of people we come to meet. And if they personally chime with the values of the business, then they're through to the next round. And if they don't, then they're not.
Then they're out of here. That's what it is. If they don't chime with the culture, you're out of here. Go back to the sports marketing later on. You're out of here. You're out. Because you gotta jive. You got to chime. Whatever you want to say it is, you got to mesh. You got to be part of what's happening. Which means is you, as the employer, you have to got to find the right people. You have to bring them in. And I understand single-handedly it's hard to do. But here's the beauty. As your business grows, if you brought the right team in, everybody gels together, and all of a sudden it starts running on its own. Sure, you have to inject your ideas and your vision. But if it's the right team, the core competences amongst the culture, it's really exciting, actually. So how can you hire the right people, bring the right people on? How about this? Make it easy. Let's just go with 7 C's. So each one of the words I'm going to use begins with the letter C, and this is what you use to bring on the right people, okay? You got to think about these things when you're going after new employees. Number one, you have to make sure that, they can do this job, which means is they have to be competent. You know, you have to make sure that this employee has the skills, the education to succeed, to complete the tasks that they need to perform. Are they competent? Number two, are they capable? Yes, there's a difference. See, capable, this person is going to not just complete the tasks that are performed in front of them, but they're also willing to go a little extra. They're able to use their creativity. You know, being capable means that that employee, that team member, has the potential to grow and the ability to be more than just an employee, but to be part of that family that happens. Capable. So now we're going to go to committed. Are they committed in what they're doing? See, somebody that's committed, that means they're serious about their work as a long-term goal. And this is actually a problem right now. And I'm not here to pick on the millennials, but they look at a job to be 18 to maybe 30 months long. And that's it. They're out. They want to go off and experience and have more and more on their resume. They think having more on the resume is better than having two or three really secure careers. I have a difference in that. I like the idea of having a great career and then another great career, but not hopping around. They want to get the experience. I like and I love really committed people because I want them to go for the same ride I'm on, and that is to success. I want them to celebrate what's going on there too. Are they compatible? Can they fit into what's going on? You know, are they able to get along with existing team members? This is a critical component, by the way. If they can't get along with people or being willing to learn to get along, you got a problem right away. You're going to have to manage, over-manage, not just the team, but the emotions. The next C is character. Does this person have the same values that are aligned with you, your business, the team? We'll get into culture in a moment, but is it aligned? You got to make sure they have the right character. Do they keep their promises? Do they do what they say? Do they perform the way the rest of the team does? You have to make sure you look at the character of the individual. Culture. Every business has a culture or a way that people behave and interact with each other. Culture is based upon a certain value, expectations, policies, procedures that influence the behavior of the leaders of the company as well as the team members. And they all work together. Workers who do not reflect the company's culture have a tendency to disrupt and become extremely difficult. So you got to make sure they understand, they accept, and they're excited about the company's culture. And of all those seven, last is probably sometimes the hardest for many of you employers to discuss, and that's compensation. As an employer, you have to be sure that the person that you're hiring agrees upon the market-based compensation package and is satisfied with it. Because you don't want them to go, I'm getting underpaid. I'm working way too hard, and I'm not making enough money. Well, did you realize you were going to work this hard? Didn't they tell you about that? Well, yeah, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard. You got to be very careful about granting things like stock in the company. If you don't handle this well, create a lot of future challenges. I believe as companies are growing, as they're on the right path, once they're on the right path, that core team should all celebrate in the upside. I believe that. That's my fundamental belief system. Got to get the company on the right path. When it's not there yet, you don't need to say, all right, let's go share in the equity. Let's get it going. And then once it's comfortable, you have the right team in, you have the right funding, then turn around saying, all right, core team, it's time. Those seven C's, if you apply them properly, and what I'll do is I'll post them on the Business Rockstars Facebook page. I'll post all these C's so you can follow them yourself. When you're going through the hiring structure, when you're bringing team members on, got to make sure it goes right back to the actual actuary that we started at the very beginning, and that is, do they gel with the team? If they don't go any further. It's always good to test that person out, bring them in. And you know, I like the saying, and I think you should believe in it also, it's slow to hire, fast to fire. You got to date the people first, not
like that. But date them so you see where their skill sets are so they fit in. If they don't, they're out. Got it? Good. All right, so in Chicago, that's where I'm at right now, you're seeing this whole idea of incubators and accelerators popping up all over the place. It's a good thing. It really is. And it's sparking all these new concepts of businesses because they have the support. Well, one of the hot ones out here is called Catapult. And we'll find out exactly what Catapult Chicago is doing to support businesses so you can take these ideas and apply them to what you're doing. And also, it is mentoring rock star style a little later on. 2 hour show. Let's get going. I'm Ken Rakowski, broadcasting from Chicago, right here on Business Rockstars. So why does your title really matter? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. So what are you? The Chief Alchemy Officer? The Chief People Officer? It doesn't really matter, does it? Yeah, it does. See, titles are really important for you and for the people you work with. A title is recognizable. We know what a CEO is, a CTO is. But when you come up with these goofy in titles, it really does limit your ability to connect with people. Sure, titles are cool when they're fun, but when they're on LinkedIn and you're looking for a new job, that title you have really matters. So go with a title that's recognizable. Be the CEO of something. Don't be the C-something-O of whatever. A title connects with your customers also. They know who they're dealing with. So when you work with a title that connects with people and connects with your future career. Those titles do mean something. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Attention! Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
Allstate's 10th Annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for their rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather is going to strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Hi, this is Ken Rakowski from Business Rockstars. Do you have a business card, or are you thinking about getting new business cards? See, a business card is your calling card for people to remember who you are later. You've got to have a great business card, and Vistaprint right now has a great deal for all you Business Rockstars listeners. Vistaprint.com, use the promo code ROCKSTARS and get 500 cards for $9.99. That's $9.99. You got to go off and get this. A business card is essential in business today, from wantrepreneurs to entrepreneurs. And like I said, Vistaprint is making it really easy. 500 cards for $9.99. Vistaprint.com. Enter the promo code ROCKSTARS, and for $9.99, you get 500 cards. Make sure you do it, okay? Use the promo code ROCKSTARS, and for $9.99, you get the business cards you want. Go to Vistaprint.com, enter the promo code ROCKSTARS.
We'll be right back.
rock stars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
So we got a quote from, Henry Ford. He says, "Don't find fault, find remedy. Everybody can complain." I'm Ken Rakowski, broadcasting from WGN Studios in Chicago. We're hanging out with the entrepreneurs out here, the wantrepreneurs and the entrepreneurs, because we want to find out what it takes to start, grow, and fund a business. Because we know that it gets a lot easier when you have the right insight. This whole day, we have some great entrepreneurs joining us later on in the show. He's been in the band Night Ranger and Survivor. He is our rock star mentor. Christian Cullen's going to join us. We'll find out who the protege is. You don't want to miss that. Right now in Chicago, it is an epicenter of opportunity. You have accelerators and incubators holding the hands of entrepreneurs, getting them to the next level. They see the insights and the support they need so they can become big and great. We saw San Francisco do this around 1994, 96, and of course, 99 more accelerators and incubators popped up through there. And that's why, of course, they are the tech hub capital of the world. But Chicago's getting smart. They're realizing it's important. Organization here in Chicago called Catapult Chicago realizes it's all around helping each other out. And you guys is this Catapult? Am I looking at Catapult?
It's 50% of Catapult.
Get right on my mic. What is your name?
My name is Vishal Shah.
Hey, Vishal.
One of the founders of Catapult, as well as a company that also resides in Catapult called LearnCore.
So you have a box in a box.
Got a box in a box, yeah. Going through everything twice, I guess.
And This is, what's your name?
Galen Mason.
Hey, Galen, just pull the microphone right to you. Hey, Galen Mason, and you said you're the lawyer.
Yes, that's right. So
why
thanks
are you
for
excited
us,
about that?
I am actually excited about it. Working with Catapult companies and early stage stuff here in Chicago it's life changing.
So what's going on out here where I start to see all these incubators and accelerators? This is a commonality where I see in New York and on the West Coast. It's really gaining a lot of momentum here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's happening. And you can see over the last 2 years, just if you take the percentage increase, things have changed dramatically. Now, you know, it's got kind of those key ingredients where there's a great school system, mm-hmm. churning out great talent. There's large companies out here providing opportunity if you're selling to it. Great city, great airport. I wouldn't go so far as saying great airport, but there's an airport.
No, but you have two of them. No, but this is, real quick, Vishal,
right.
This is what I think. You need these five things to make sure you have an epicenter of opportunity, okay?
Right.
Just agree with me. Disagree with me
right.
if you don't agree
yeah.
with me, okay? First one is you have to have accessibility to rent in warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got it. From Chicago out to Elk Grove Village to Schaumburg. You got Naperville.
Right.
You got all of that here, right? Number two, you have a university structure that mm-hmm. supports the talent pool. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Great university structure.
Yeah,
right,
I think
Alan?
So. I think part of what Catapult is premised on, too, is recognizing before you decide you want to move forward, you have to recognize where you are. And Chicago, you mentioned San Francisco 1994. Chicago is San Francisco, we always say, circa 1980. And so, but
well,
we are strong
really
in other.
Well, really early then.
Right.
I mean, well,
we are strong in other areas, and so you have to figure out how to use what you have to kind of leverage forward.
But the university structure here, you got some great universities, right?
Right. Not only in Chicago, but so I went to University of Michigan.
Okay. And I'm sorry?
To Michigan.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's a joke here, you know. That's a great school,
right.
obviously,
so,
right?
I mean, we're attracting, in Chicago, getting talent from Michigan, Indiana, all the Midwest.
Midwest.
Just great school systems. He's from Kansas City.
I'm sorry? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, after the...
No, there's another wrong. What happened last night?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Disappointing.
But we're getting a lot of talent from here, and there's options here now where those individuals don't have to go to the coast for opportunity.
Okay. Again, warehouses? And rent low. It's not bad. We got school to ingest, you know, the talent pool and keep it here. Number three. You ready?
Yeah.
Venture capital. Money. Angels. Is it here?
It's improving.
You stuttered three times on that. It's improving.
So the common refrain in Chicago is entrepreneurs will complain about it not being here. And I think, again, at Catapult, one of the things we see is before you have that, it's kind of a little bit of a chicken or the egg. You have to have founders that are doing great things, and you also have to recognize the culture you're in. So mm-hmm. Midwesterners need to see incremental things. It's harder to fund grand visions.
Right.
So over time, there's a little bit of a cultural change. And one of the things I think Catapult does is it credentials some of the more promising, dreamier companies, yet they're still capable of appealing to the Midwest mindset, and that closes the gap.
Does it help money bring money in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's starting to become a lot of, so first of all, there's a lot of money in Chicago, and we're seeing a lot of excitement and a lot of people that we wouldn't consider investing in technology companies starting to come out and asking us.
Yeah, but how about the legacy companies that are here? You know, the Boeings, the Abbotts, the Baxter, the Sears, the McDonald's. I mean, there's some deep pocket companies here. Wouldn't they want to get involved and invest in an area to where it understands?
So this is where I think this is Galen's grand vision with Catapult Chicago too, is basically bridging corporate America with the startups here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we've started to do that in Catapult, where we have kind of this, what we call the Everest program, which starts to have these large companies work with startups as a mentor-mentee type of relationship.
Using those companies as mentors.
Yeah, so think of, you know, for us, we're starting to scale our marketing. There's companies, technology companies, that aren't necessarily the Boeings or the Abbotts, but maybe the next tier up, like a Cleverbridge, which is 500 people. They've gone through that marketing dilemma, and you know they know all the challenges that go across it. So what we do is we're starting to involve companies and match them up that way. It's tough to just ask for, hey, open up a corporate venture fund and start investing, but they're starting to see opportunity that way as well.
When you say it's tough to ask for that, is it just because they've never been asked that before and they don't understand it? Because, you know, you see that happen constantly, again, on the coast, in New York and L.A. and San Francisco. You see those funds popping up all over the place. Yeah. So, because it's new here, is that it?
Well, it's absolutely happening here. Walgreens has a fund. CME Group has a fund.
Motorola Ventures.
Okay, next one real quick. I just want to say, remember, I said five.
Yeah.
Four was airport. You made fun of it. It is a great airport. Okay. No, but it is. Yeah. You got two good ones. And actually, theoretically, you have third one, too. Milwaukee's not all that far. So you have three airports that are here, so it's able to get in and out. Okay, here's the last point. Remember, it's five, right? First was rent. Second, you guys remember?
School.
Good job. Three. Money.
Money. Yeah.
Four.
Airport.
Five. EDM scene. Electronic
nice.
Dance music.
Nice.
I'm being
I like
serious.
That.
And the reason why is you look around the world to the epicenters of opportunity, all of them, from Munich to Cape Town to Santiago to San Francisco to New York, they have an EDM, an electronic dance music scene. And it kind of just gels everybody together. Do you have it here?
It's funny. I really have learned more about EDM since spending a lot of time at Catapult.
Founders.
Yeah.
So, but I can't say that. But I wouldn't say that I'm a. I know the
big
market,
yeah.
EDM market here.
So I mean, Lollapalooza is the biggest
huge
event like here, and
that's not EDM.
It's they actually have started bringing in Calvin here, like some of these people that
said a name we know. That's
yeah,
good. Hey,
yeah,
when we come
right.
back, guys, let's just talk about how you built this and where the opportunities are. You up for it?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, then later on we'll talk about sports marketing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Business Rockstars. So why should your attorney be more like a Hollywood agent? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. Have you ever seen the TV show Entourage on HBO? So Ari is this big Hollywood agent who's always gunning out for his customers, both the people he represents. He's making sure they got the right movie role. They're in the right place at the right time. He's being a great agent, and that's exactly what your attorney needs to be. It's just not about the corporate documents and the paperwork and representing you in the courtroom. It's about them representing you for new customers and clients. See, a great attorney has a great Rolodex, and you need access to that Rolodex. Because as your business builds, the more they make from you. So if they can get out there and act more like a Hollywood agent, introducing you to the right people and the right places, your business will grow, so their business will grow. So look for the right attorney that acts like a Hollywood agent. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A new piece of equipment about the size of a deck of playing cards is being called the future of law enforcement. It uses no bullets and isn't a new kind of armor, but experts believe it will reduce violence and even save lives. It's a body-mounted camera now being worn by many police officers. From routine traffic stops to intense confrontations with armed criminals, the cameras have a wide range of benefits. In one community, the use of force by officers declined 60% during the first year these cameras were used, and citizen complaints against police fell 88%. That leads to another huge benefit, fewer lawsuits. With many cities paying out millions of dollars every year in lawsuits against police, taxpayers could be the big winners as these cameras become more widely used. Let's be fair. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Whenever you do a thing, act as if all the world were watching." Little did he know that one day that would be possible. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling flexure.
Hey, it's Kareem for Flexure. If you've got joint discomfort and nagging injuries that make it hard to work out and enjoy your favorite activities, you should try Flexure. Flexure is a cutting-edge breakthrough in joint health that's different than anything out there. Years of clinical research clearly shows that flexure reactivates the body's ability to produce its own glucosamine. You know what that means? Take flexure and you don't need to take glucosamine supplements anymore. You'll notice the improvement in mobility and flexibility in just days and get back your quality of life. I trust flexure and so should you. Since I started taking flexure, I'm feeling good. Flexure is changing the game in joint health.
Great news. Right now you can get Flexure at Walmart and Walgreens nationwide. Take advantage of our special low pricing today. See for yourself why Flexure is different than anything on the shelf. Go to Flexure.com to check out our cutting-edge clinical studies and find a store near you.
Rockstars, where we teach you what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
Steve Jobs says, a lot of times people just don't know what they want until you actually show them. Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We're broadcasting from the WGN studios in Chicago this week, hanging out with the entrepreneurs from the Midwest. And what we're seeing here, which is different than, say, the Valley, is it's about revenue. San Francisco is about user acquisition. How many people use our app? How many people have downloaded our program? How many people are using this? And they go through this thing called burn rate. Let's burn as much money as we can so we can get people to use it. We're in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. It's about revenue. Let's build something that people pay something for and validate the model sooner than later. If it doesn't work, let's pivot. I like that model more. You don't make as many billions of dollars as you do when it comes to the user acquisition model, but I think it's a trickier model. And we're going to talk to the Catapult guys, Catapult Chicago. Do you agree with me what I'm saying? It's when you go after user acquisition, you really are going into a gamble.
Yeah.
Right?
I think there's more of a science to B2B or revenue generation than just user acquisition.
Yeah. I agree.
So you can attempt a few steps and chances of, it's not a guarantee, but there's chances that, you know, you can be successful on the revenue side.
Revenue side, yeah. I think. It's a faster model, too, to see if it's going to work or not mm-hmm. work and use better areas to pivot.
Yep.
How do you two work together? It says co-founders. You guys are co-founders of Catapult Chicago?
Yes, we meet regularly, usually do quick 10-minute quick checkups, lots of emails, usually monthly, maybe a little bit.
So the unique full-time jobs?
No, so that's the thing where it's unique. So, you know, Galen's a lawyer, at Foley and Lardner, and I run my own startup called LearnCore. And together, this is where the idea of Catapult kind of came about, where it was me and Ryan on the entrepreneur side and Galen and Chris Kane on the legal side, where we saw an opportunity to essentially have a space where at the highest level, a shared space where we bring in the best companies from Chicago to actually collaborate.
How big is the space right now?
It's, I got
10,000 square feet.
Yeah, 10,000
square feet, nice space.
Yeah.
How many different businesses are in there?
So we have 13 different companies.
13 different, and you're sharing resources inside there then?
So each company has their own office, and they can kind of work independently. You know, these companies that we bring in are... they're startups, but they're kind of the next tier.
They've gone through friends and family.
They mostly have that seed round in place, and a lot of them have raised about $1 million. They have on average about 10 employees, so it ranges from 7 to 20 employees.
So you have about 100 people.
100 people
at Catapult. That's a nice little audience.
It's an 18-month max, and then I think the key differentiator... So
18 months max, I mean they stay in their 18 months, and then they have to move
out. Yeah, and it's designed to we'll help you get to that stage where you sign.
Do you guys take equity in these companies?
We do not.
No, just rent?
So Catapult Chicago is a nonprofit. We partner with leading sponsor companies, corporate sponsors, law firms, HR companies, real estate companies, companies that can actually contribute to Catapult. So Foley and Lardner is one. And essentially that helps subsidize the rent for the rest of the companies. And so, rent in, we've got great location.
Rent in Chicago is a bit pricey.
I've noticed that.
It's high-rise office space.
It's high-rise.
Great views for a startup.
But it has gone up, right?
Yeah.
You've really noticed it.
Yeah.
So when it comes to being part of what you guys are offering, You subsidize some of the rent costs, right? I'm assuming you're subsidizing some of the, the office stuff, that printers, Wi-Fi, all those things, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody applies. What do they have to do to be part of Catapult?
The primary criteria is, one, it's business traction. Well, what's that mean? It's pretty amorphous.
Mm-hmm.
What we decided early on was Foley agreed to contribute the space to begin with, and we felt that we weren't going to force them to become a client. That was sort of an arranged marriage. So that left us with this problem of who gets in, and it was, well, if we could decide, I wouldn't be a lawyer, Rochelle wouldn't be an entrepreneur, we'd be venture capitalists, right, if we could make that prediction. So what we came up with was, in this sort of early stage market, was, look, the people that know are the founders, and so anytime there's an office opening at Catapult, the most promising companies, which we vet a little bit, come in and they pitch to their existing founders, and so the founders decide. So we call Catapult peer selected, and I think that is
a good idea. That's a great idea.
So the analogy I always give is, you probably know 10 other radio hosts, two of which you think are knuckleheads, but they receive all these accolades.
The way around, by the way, 20% are the good ones, right?
But people in the industry tend to know, and that's what we're really trying to tap into.
So it's kind of like Survivor. Do you guys, vote one off then after a while?
Yeah, they have to go through a screening process. But then you get people vouching for the next company that comes in. And what that does is that creates, that buy-in.
I like it.
Where, right?
So what's the difference? And I hate to bring in competition, but I think it's all good. It's coopetition. 1871 is just a monster. It's a juggernaut out here. Not just here. It's recognized everywhere in the United States now. So what's the difference between what 1871 is doing and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And we get that, obviously, all the time. So 1871 kind of goes through, I'd say, starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
So you
have to have a real business.
Yeah,
is what they
you're
say.
Definitely. Yeah, 1871 is even before having a real business. It's you're interested in entrepreneurship and you're.
They're a good start. They're a shot in the arm. You guys now take them to the next level where you need an office, because I know a lot of people out there going, "Hey, I want to get an office now."
Right.
And there's no room over there.
Right. Right.
So that's what you guys.
So that's where we come in. And at the end of the day, there's so much demand for space, even that we need. Both, and there's a handful of other ones as well in Chicago to even come close to meeting the demand right now. So
I love it. I'm going to give you guys cards right now.
Yeah.
You guys have cards, right? So the reason I'm giving you cards is everyone's got to have a business card. I don't believe when someone says, I don't believe in business cards. I actually like thinner cards, because thicker cards fill up my wallet. So thinner cards, I could fit more. That's just me. Hey, for $9.99, which I think is a good deal. 500 cards like that from Vistaprint. Pretty good deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Promo code. Yeah, I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Promo code's ROCKSTARS, 500 cards, Vistaprint for $9.99. Promo code is?
ROCKSTARS.
You paying attention?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Ah, you're the one that's
a good idea. You should see ours is you put a game on the back of the card.
I see the game. That is a great idea.
So you make it so.
Oh, I like that a lot.
A little challenge.
Here's what I'm realizing about business cards. The software that scans stuff in, like I use Evernote, you can't read highly glossy cards anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to go further away from glossy cards. Where are you guys a year from now? What's going on with Catapult a year from now? Just the same pace?
Yeah, so Catapult's. We've been around for about 2.5 years, and we've been able to consistently bring, well, you know, at the stage that we bring in, the stage of company, some of the top companies in Chicago. A year from now, I want to start attracting national companies.
Why not move and have other offices? Keep one here, and then with this model, it sounds like it works great. Do one in Nashville. Yeah, do one in Milwaukee or
it's on the table, but we do have a full-time job, so it's a lot going on.
It's tough to be you're polygamous, you know that, right? You got two wives right now.
Yeah.
And it's really tough to be married to two people, okay? And eventually one is going to win out over the other. And you're looking at I'm watching how you're looking at him the whole time.
Hey, I'm recently divorced, I guess.
Oh, you get it? All right. It is really tough to do this. So wherever your passion is, I like the educational environment. That's a cool environment. Anything in that, it might just say, hey, I need 92% of your time. Unless you have a great team over at Catapult.
So we have a great team at Catapult. So April Lane is leading the charge at Catapult. And I think it's, on the previous session here, you were talking about people. And we have an outstanding cast at Catapult that is able to manage everything, maintain it, but also improve it. And so we get involved on some of the strategic things, make sure that, you know, things are going in the right direction. But Catapult is really one of our passion
I understand that, but it's growing.
It's growing.
In 2.5 years, that's a pretty impressive number you got.
Yeah, so let's go through some. I think in a year you'll see, it'd be great to have, you know, amazing venture stats, capital stats.
Right.
I think we don't look that close out. We always say Catapult is a success if it behaves like Second City did to the comedy movies throughout the 90s and early 2000s, where you look back and you're like, wow, that was a great movie. Trains, Planes, Automobiles, all these are so funny. And
every
time you look back,
through it,
they
Second
all
City.
Came out of Second
Tina
City.
Fey, the, right.
So
I
if you look
City.
Back, so 10, 20 years from now, you look back and what we think of as success is there's this network of people that build companies at Catapult and they're now running technology businesses in the Midwest.
So what, as you watch all these entrepreneurs come throughout your location, when they fail, what do you think is the biggest cause of their failures? What are they doing wrong? Since you've had two and a half years, that means you've seen at least two or three flows of people using your office.
Right.
What has led them to failure?
So, and just kind of going through some stats. So we've had 25 companies that have had offices in Catapult, current and legacy.
Were they all success stories?
Three of them failed.
Three. Why did they fail, you think?
I think the biggest reason is product market fit,
okay.
where a lot of them were B2B, and where, you know, they had something that maybe one or two customers wanted and then kind of invested a lot in it without actually knowing if it'd work on a mass scale.
Got it.
And I think that's something that, you know, Chicago B2B is something that we see a lot of. But
what a great thing that you can use as case studies to help anybody that walks into your organization, Catapult, saying, let's look at the business failures so you don't do that. And
so
that's how we take care of our own, right?
Yeah.
This is what leads us to success is all these failures are your path to success.
Right.
People want to find out more. Where do they go?
They go to CatapultChicago.com.
CatapultChicago.com. Yeah. And they won't get any of your time because you got your other business. And what is your business doing?
So it's called LearnCore. I know in the bio it's Vealinx Media. We're going through a brand change.
What do you do?
Yeah, so in short, we help companies improve the performance of their teams, specifically their sales teams, through our learning platform. So we basically...
How's it going? Good?
It's going well. Yeah. We're working
Have you checked out Catapult Chicago? You should be over there.
Right? Yeah. So I think part of our success is being in Catapult. So
no!
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good testimony. I mean, not just because you're one of the owners.
No, so I'll give you an example. We have a lot of large corporations that come into Catapult and support us. Companies like you know, even CDW that's based here. And they saw what we were doing, and they're actually a big partner and customer of ours as well. So
I love hearing that. I understand that. You're able to do that with the numbers you have.
Right.
And people want to find out more. It's catapultchicago.com.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's where you go. You can find out more. When does office open up again, you think? When's space open?
So it's on an ongoing basis.
So just
check
out.
Classes. Yeah, it's not, you know, a certain session. We try to accommodate the needs of the company.
I love it.
The best way is to meet an existing founder.
Get in there. You guys need to expand. I already feel it.
Just telling you, looking
on the outside. Guys, thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
All right, cool.
When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in the sports marketing world. Ken Rakowski in Chicago. Checking out what's going on entrepreneurship right here on Business Rockstars. Have you joined the shared economy? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. Now, what they told us in kindergarten is true. It's good to share, and it's particularly good for the economy and for business. Now, do you remember that $100 drill you bought from the hardware store? You're probably only going to use it for about 20 minutes of combined time. So why not share it? It's all around idle or unused assets that are not being used that someone else is willing to pay for right now. And this has created some big companies. You've probably heard of them, Airbnb, Uber, and TaskRabbit. These are companies that are all about something being shared by somebody else. Think about something that needs to be shared. Think about this whole idea. Maybe it's time for you to jump into the game too. So how about some stuff that people need access to? Anything from horses to boats, from wheelchairs to walkers, and you create a marketplace where people could exchange these items. Now you're part of the shared economy. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
Allstate's 10th Annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for the rankings during the 10-year history that we run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather's going to strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right too.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
I like this quote from Evan Williams. He says, be a user of your own product. Make it better based upon your own desires, but don't forget and don't trick yourself to realize that you're actually not the user of the product. You made it for somebody else. I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We're in Chicago at the WGN studios. We're hanging out with the entrepreneurs of the Midwest. Pretty amazing, actually. Great people. John Ruwati is joining us. He is the founder and president of Revolution, and he sounds like he has a pretty good gig. He works with some of the biggest brands, big, huge, massive brands, Red Bull, Chipotle. I think, did I see FIFA or ESPN and stuff like that in there,
that's
too?
Right. Yep.
Those are huge brands. What do you do with these brands?
Well, we represent the brands in the sports marketing landscape. We provide services from marketing services to media services, research, consulting, and we help them attach themselves to sports and to the fans.
John, Chicago, I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
This is the sports center.
Yep.
I mean, people, if you're wearing the wrong jackets, okay, if it says Cubs or Sox, people will bump into one another and just get in a fight, right? I mean, this
absolutely.
This is where it's at, right? So you understand the whole idea where sports and brands need to be aligned.
Absolutely.
Do they get it? Do the brands understand how important it is?
I think that they get how powerful it is, but they don't always know how to do it authentically.
Oh, okay.
And
that's the key.
So the key is that if you're not authentic, the fans are so smart today on what they want. They don't want to really be sold to. They want it to be a part of their environment, and that's how they're going to give back.
And so where have you seen good integration of great sports marketing where it caters to the fans, where it sounds like they're talking to them as opposed to being spoken down to?
Well, I think it really hit a whole new stride with NASCAR because the fans realize that without the sponsors, their team's not running. Their driver's just not going to make the track. So now you had a real connection between a sponsor funding something, whereas you look at the NFL, and they may not really realize whether Samsung being a part of the NFL
is
where it works. But when it gets to the team level, and I'm a fan of a particular team, now I can see how Samsung is a part of it because they help my team through a lot of different things.
So is that the message that needs to be translated? I mean, I understand where Pennzoil fits in with NASCAR. Makes sense, right?
Right.
But Samsung supporting, let's say, the Bears, I don't see that correlation.
Yeah, you don't see the correlation unless they have some type of messaging that's going to attract you to understand how you can live being a Bears fan better than what you're already
doing. Is that what your job is, to make that language and that communication work?
That is our job. I mean, for Pepsi to want to try to be cool in skateboarding, how are we going to do that? They just can't arrive in the skateboarders of the world and the fans of skateboarding and say, okay, that's going to be, you know, what's Pepsi doing here? They look to Red Bull and they say, okay, that's authentic. They know what kind of things they should do, what kind of events they should be in. And we really help the brands authenticate what that is.
But if you look at Red Bull, they seem to align so well with the extreme side of things, the action side. It looks like it's natural. It looks like it's authentic, as you said, right?
Right.
They don't seem to mess up there. Is that something that is constantly worked on with Red Bull to make sure the message does work?
That's part of their culture. Red Bull's culture is around that messaging. If you look at the athletes that have a Red Bull hat on, anywhere you go, you're going to go, okay, that's a Red Bull athlete. They just have gotten really good at the marketing and the choosing of their influencers, what types of sports they're in, how they utilize them in their messaging, and they've really integrated that really well.
So, John,
probably
if you can get your hands on a brand that really needs some help, making some integration, some sports marketing sides, what brands would you like to touch and help?
Well, with Revolution, we really aspire to be with the best brands.
Okay.
Consumer or business to business, just fantastic national, global brands.
But I'm giving you an opportunity to do a reach out right now.
If I were to do a reach out with somebody, then I would do it. Let's say I would go to Under Armour.
Under Armour, okay.
And we've done work for Under Armour, but I'll still reach out to them again because they could do a lot more in developing how their programming is out there and the things that they do.
It amazes me because on my side, it would seem like they have done such a great job of positioning themselves. You're saying, hey, they could go an extra mile, right?
They really could. I mean, they're just beginning to spend on things like Notre Dame, and they're putting up big money. They're trying to get into the basketball environment to compete against Nike. They're going after a lot more schools. They're in the Big Ten now, Northwestern. And so, but their marketing programs and the things they can do really could advance even further. But typically with great brands comes a great emotion internally about they know what's best for their brand and that it's hard for them to really develop relationships outside of that. I think that's a real key with passionate brands. Red Bull's that way. ESPN's that way. All the brands, Chipotle's that way. Any hot brand that a consumer loves, they're usually holding it really tight internally. So bridging that gap is part of our big challenge.
It's John Rawani, right?
Rawani.
And people want to find out more, they go to what?
Revolutionworld.com.
So can I give you a brand, and is there a way you can show me how it would fit with inside some type of sports marketing environment?
We can try.
You ready?
Yeah, we can try.
Lego.
Okay, Lego, the NBA.
How?
Well, because they're developing young kids and they're able to use designers and creative people within the world of the NBA. NBA is really specific as it relates to their stars. Their stars that are out front on a national and a global basis like Kobe Bryant really attract all levels of people and cultures, but specifically kids.
I got one more. Ready?
Yeah.
Tesla.
Tesla, I think, needs to be
in. They're not doing anything, it doesn't seem like, when it comes to the sports branding side.
It's the people buying Tesla have to have a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Not only being green, but their statement is, I'm also successful. They need to find a competition for themselves because that type of buyer, so for example, sport car racing, IMSA, all the development, and finding a way that they can bring electronic competition racing into that environment, which I believe is happening,
yeah,
would be a great
Formula
environment
One,
for them.
I think it's going into that, right?
Would be Formula One. And so Formula One fans, a lot of money they're spending, doing it on a global basis would be great for Tesla.
So those are two brands you want, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Great brands.
They're great brands.
Love brands.
Which, and the reason I brought it up is I have not seen them do anything in the sporting world. So knock on the door.
We're going to knock on the door. We're going to do that right now.
I love it.
It's about selling. That's right.
And it's also, since we're in Chicago right now, and it's getting the summer's gone, by the way. I'm not sure if you walked outside. It's gone. But that means it's great sports time, right? This is when everybody gets inside. And you're excited about this.
There's always a great time in sports, and it's always growing. But now it's even more. It's now. College football, you have NBA starting up. College basketball is going to leak into it.
John, I appreciate you spending time with us.
Thanks a lot.
And when we come back, it is Mentoring Rockstar Style. Christian Cullen's going to join us from Night Ranger and Survivor. He's our in-studio mentor, and we're going to upgrade up Protégé. Hang out with us. You're listening to Business Rockstars.
Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
Second hour of Business Rockstars starts with a quote from Mark Pincus from Zynga. He says, not having clear goals leads to the death by 1,000 compromises. Yep, it's true. Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, right here in Chicago. We're spending some time here, hanging out at the WGN studios. Thank you very much for allowing us to spend some time here. And we're meeting amazing rock stars. This has been truly a great trip from the hospitality industry, which we learned a lot about. I never realized that the number one restaurant in America, in the world, is right here in Chicago. We had the founder and CEO and the lead chef on yesterday. Billy Deck was also joining us, who was just featured on Criminal Minds, a TV show. Also, he has 7 restaurants, $40 million in revenue right here in Chicago. We're seeing a lot of great food tech. We see a lot of B2B, business-to-business plays. We're seeing stuff in the financial industry. And we're seeing something happen that really gets me excited. And that is all around wantrepreneurs going into the entrepreneur world. And that means starting everything from a dry cleaner to a doggy daycare center to starting a new way to curate people's choices when it comes to lifestyles. I love what's going on here. Great energy. And you're hanging out with me, right? I love that you're here. And we want to come to your town. We want to experience the energy that's happening by you. Now, we're broadcasted all over the United States, so tell us about what's going on in your community so we can do a road trip to where you're at. Ken at businessrockstars.com. That's where you can find me. Ken
at businessrockstars.com. We want to come to your city, your town. We want to experience the same energy that we're getting right here in Chicago or in Los Angeles or wherever you're at. Ken at businessrockstars.com. Come on, tell me about what's going on there. All right, let's see. We are going to do, yeah, it's Thursday. I know what you're saying. It's Mentoring Rockstar Style. Christian Cullen's going to join us. He is our Chicago rock star, and he's got a very interesting protege that he's bringing us. How about this? Somebody that has been an entrepreneur, business person, who gets it when it comes to being in business, who is kind of the pivot. He's got the businesses still, five businesses, and now he's also in the music industry. We'll find out if he is doing the right steps when it comes to being a sustainable artist. Of course, your questions, your comments, your ideas, 855-ROCKSTAR. 855-762-5782. We have Ira and Charlie managing the phone lines and making sure Business Rockstar stays working. And right here, Brian, who's producing a show in Chicago. Okay. I don't like the term criticism. I don't think the word constructive in front of it really makes it sound any more appealing. But it is important to help people understand how to get better, correct what they're doing. You're probably going to have to call it constructive criticism. I wish there was another way. Margaret Hefnerman, who is a serial entrepreneur, she was speaking at TED recently, and she's talking about the whole idea of really understanding what constructive criticism is.
In Oxford in the 1950s, there was a fantastic doctor who was very unusual, named Alice Stewart. But like every scientist, she appreciated that to make her mark, what she needed to do was find a hard problem and solve it. The hard problem that Alice chose was the rising incidence of childhood cancers. So for 25 years, Alice Stewart had a very big fight on her hands. So how did she know that she was right? Well, she had a fantastic model for thinking. She worked with a statistician named George Neal, and George was pretty much everything that Alice wasn't. So Alice was very outgoing and sociable, and George was a recluse. He said, "My job is to prove Dr. Stewart wrong." He saw his job as creating conflict around her theories, because it was only by not being able to prove that she was wrong that George could give Alice the confidence she needed to know that she was right.
Constructive destruction, if it's done the wrong way. Constructive criticism. You know, let's just really face it. Giving praises to somebody, for example, if they're doing a good job, it's pretty easy. Well done. Good job. But if you're going to do the opposite by giving constructive criticism when someone is performing unsatisfactory, it's a little harder than that, isn't it? And if you don't do it the right way, well, then you got some problems. Let me give you some examples of praises when you really see somebody doing something good, how you need to turn that around and give proper constructive criticism, even though, again, I need another term for that. Praise. Let's see. This team is working well together. Come on, it's easy. Hey, this team is working well together. Great job. Now, on the other side, let's just say the team isn't. This is how you would actually give constructive criticism, to be something like, "I've noticed that the team has some problems communicating." You know, I'm not saying you guys stink, you can't talk for some reason, will you fix that? No. I would say, "I've noticed that this team has some issues communicating," or "the performance of the software that you just wrote is excellent. Good job. I love this." Constructive criticism, the software performance needs some improvements. We got to enhance that. How about "sounds like a good idea to me," or the other side is, "I'm not sure that the idea would actually work because..." So you realize that when you go into the whole constructive criticism direction, you have to experience a communication connection. Communication connection. It's not just about telling them what's wrong. You have to connect with them, because what you're about to do is, when you go into the criticism direction, the constructive criticism direction, you are going to, in some ways, affect somebody's emotional position, because you are trying to help them. They will see it as an attack in some cases. And because of that, they will put themselves in a defensive posture position. So when we praise somebody, it's easy. They go, "Yes, I'm happy," and they get excited, and they flail their arms, and they go into a peacock position, putting out their chest, their shoulders, and they're looking great. When you go in the criticism route, if you do it the wrong way, they slouch over, energy goes down, you've attacked me, and there is a chance that you could affect the relationship between you and your team if you do it wrong. So how do you do it right? I got a couple of tips to help you give proper criticism, constructive criticism, whatever you want to call it, and do it the right way so you can maintain the relationship between you and the person that you're trying to enhance and help. Because that's what you're doing. Because your ego is gone, right? Your whole function when you bring on your team, when you're working in a group, is to make sure everybody, like I said, first hour, gels, connects, works together. So when you give proper criticism, constructive criticism, let's make sure you have concrete examples on why it's just not working. Yeah, so give concrete examples for your criticism. This is going to help the other person understand, grasp, connect. Oh, I see. You're not pointing at them saying, let me tell you why you can't wear that color here. I don't like that color. It just sinks. It doesn't work. Well, how about this? You know, the color that you're wearing, unfortunately, there are a few gangs in the area, and they might see you stick out, and we could have some problems. I mean, I'm just giving an example, okay? Constructive criticism. The software that you bought, I could see having some problems because it's a bit outdated, and since it's outdated, we're going to have to upgrade it anyhow. I mean, this is, you're not here to attack. You're here to enhance, right? Number two. Give the other person a chance to explain. First, you give examples on why it's not working. Next, a chance to explain and to fix things if possible. Yeah, I see why it's broken. Let me turn around and fix it. Next, say what you would like to see and why. Let the other person see the bigger picture and understand your perspective. Number four, when discussing lessons learned, make sure you get input from the other person so they understand. They're on the same page. And number five, agree on a specific target and timeline to fix, enhance, or whatever the criticism you're trying to repair, the constructive criticism, when and how it's going to be repaired. Concrete examples, chance to explain, say why you would like or what you would like in the future. Make sure you get input for the person agreeing, going, yes, I understand, I see what you're saying, and then set targets and timelines. That's what you do, and it just kind of comes around, okay? Managing people's tough. You have egos. You have emotions. You have people who want to fit in. You want people to feel like they're part of the dream, the mission, the plan, the vision. So making sure that everybody gels, everyone has to. Everybody needs to hear somebody help them out to grow. Everyone does, okay? Speaking about growing, on Thursdays we do mentoring Rockstar style. We bring somebody in who's made it, gets it, understands. And Christian Cullen's going to join us. Christian gets it. He's done it. He's worked with some of the biggest bands. He's an entrepreneur, business person himself. We're going to bring in a entrepreneur rock star, hopeful, and find out what it takes to make sure they're a sustainable business. Ken Rakowski broadcasting from the WGN studios right here in Chicago, and you're listening to Business Rockstars. So why is now the perfect time to start your business? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. If you wanted to start a business, say maybe 10 years ago, it would cost you tens of thousands of dollars just to get started. You can have a website up and running for almost next to nothing using some free tools like Wix.com, where you could build and host your site for free. Look no further than LegalZoom.com or RocketLawyer.com. Get all your legal documents that you need, from incorporation to buy-sell agreements to even partnership agreements, right there at one site. You got Google, you got OpenOffice. These are spreadsheets, presentation managers. Oh, did I neglect to use the word free? Because they are. And social is red hot. This is the best way to stay connected to your customers, manufacturers, distributors, even watch your competition. Now, with all of these things out there at no cost, when is the best time to start your business? Right now. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Hi, this is Ken Rakowski from Business Rockstars. Do you have a business card, or are you thinking about getting new business cards? See, a business card is your calling card for people to remember who you are later. You've got to have a great business card, and Vistaprint right now has a great deal for all you Business Rockstars listeners. Vistaprint.com, use the promo code ROCKSTARS and get 500 cards for $9.99. That's $9.99. You got to go off and get this. A business card is essential in business today, from wantrepreneurs to entrepreneurs. And like I said, Vistaprint is making it really easy. 500 cards for $9.99. Vistaprint.com, enter the promo code ROCKSTARS. And for $9.99, you get 500 cards. Make sure you do it, okay? Use the promo code ROCKSTARS. And for $9.99, you get the business cards you want. Go to Vistaprint.com, enter the promo code ROCKSTARS.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling flexure.
Hey, it's Kareem for Flexure. If you've got joint discomfort and nagging injuries that make it hard to work out and enjoy your favorite activities, you should try Flexure. Flexure is a cutting-edge breakthrough in joint health that's different than anything out there. Years of clinical research clearly shows that flexure reactivates the body's ability to produce its own glucosamine. You know what that means? Take flexure and you don't need to take glucosamine supplements anymore. You'll notice the improvement in mobility and flexibility in just days and get back your quality of life. I trust flexure and so should you. Since I started taking flexure, I'm feeling good. Flexure is changing the game in joint health.
Great news. Right now you can get Flexure at Walmart and Walgreens nationwide. Take advantage of our special low pricing today. See for yourself why Flexure is different than anything on the shelf. Go to Flexure.com to check out our cutting-edge clinical studies and find a store near you.
Rockstars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
So first, I want to thank you for listening to the show, because I know that you are, well, you want to better yourself. And the radio station you're listening to, wherever you are in the United States, if not the world, they believe in entrepreneurship. They believe in you having the freedom to become what you are passionate about. So thank you so much, radio station. Thank you for allowing us to be on the on your airwaves, and your listeners are there to thank you too. So we're in Chicago at the WGN studios. We do it once a month. We hang out here, and our job is to find really great entrepreneurs that are doing great stuff. And on Thursdays, of course, we always do mentoring rock star style, and we find somebody that gets it, understands it. And in Chicago, he's become kind of a fixture when we're here in Chicago. Christian Cullen's joining us. He's been in a bunch of different bands. He likes to say he was in a... He gave me actually a picture of him in Night Ranger. Yeah. Don't tell me you love me, by the way.
I won't.
That'd be
a little weird.
But you kind of do a little.
Yeah. I do.
I know. I've noticed that. It's all good. So are you out there? Because, you know, I've been hanging around with a bunch of other guys, too. I was just with... J.R. Richards, who was with a band called Dishwalla.
Of course.
Right? Uh-huh. And he's still performing. You know, he does. Yeah. He doesn't go on tour at Dishwalla.
Right.
But, you know, he's part of different bands, and he actually owns a production company.
Yeah.
Guys from Pablo Cruz, they're still out performing constantly.
Yeah.
right? Scott Page from Pink Floyd, he's out.
Yep.
Why aren't you out?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm actually starting to play out more. Yes. Yeah. I play with Jim Peterick from Survivor. I play with him a bunch. I'm getting calls to go out with just various
artists.
Don't
you feel it's important?
It's essential.
Yes.
It's essential. We talked about this last time. You mentioned it, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know, that is actually the one talent that I have that was the first talent that I put forward as a professional was being a touring musician. That's why people hired me.
Right.
So I can't ever let go of that.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Because it actually feeds your passion.
Amen.
It does.
It does.
And I'm really happy you make yourself available when I'm out here. So we
I always will clear my schedule for you.
Well, and you found actually somebody very interested in it because this is somewhat of an opposite approach.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally we try to take an artist and make them understand the business world.
Yeah.
You said, hey, let's find somebody that's in the business world that needs to understand the artist side a little more.
Yeah.
This is a different direction.
Yeah. Tom is a very, very special friend of mine, and I've learned so much about business from Tom. And likewise, he's learned a lot about music from me, just stuff I knew. We have a dear friend in common named Rich Chudikoff, who's a famous producer, and he introduced us.
Right.
And Tom basically came from a successful business or businesses.
He's built. Right.
And he said...
You're a self-made guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's important. I wanted to hear that.
It is.
Because we're going to use what you've learned there and make sure you're applying it to the other side. But the first thing I asked Tom, did you hear what I asked him right away when he walked in here?
What was that?
I asked him, how does he want to be referred to? And he said, well, my friends call me Tommy. I go, yeah, but you need to brand yourself right away.
Yeah.
And are we branding you right now? You are known as who?
Tom.
Tom what?
Tom Fuller of the Tom Fuller Band.
And that's it.
That's
it. It's not the Tommy of Tom Fuller Band.
Screw that.
Right.
It's Tom.
It's Tom, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You got to make sure
T-O-M.
You understand. T-O-M. I got it. Not T-H-O-M. but there's T-H-O-Ms out there. Okay?
No, I'm not one of those guys. I'm T-O-M of the
world. Yeah.
And what kind of music do you do?
Rock. I'm a rock guy.
I love that one word defines it.
Yeah,
I'll even add to it.
No.
I do classic rock. Really, that's
okay.
What I do.
Two words. It's okay, but it defines it right away.
Rock. I'm a rock guy.
Because when you talk, how about pick one of your businesses? Let's go with you got Fuller.
Fulco.
Fulco. What do they do?
Fulco is a global distribution company of engineered products for OEMs in North America and worldwide. And I opened up a company in China 2 years ago called Fulco China
Limited.
What do you make? We don't make anything. We distribute.
You distribute. You're a distributor.
Yeah.
One word.
No, but a cool distributor, though.
I get it, but you did one word again, okay? When you do something in music, if you go, I do this, it's kind of like remember when we were young, we went to smorgasbords, not buffets, but they were smorgasbords. You saw like a smorgasbord, and I don't know what that is anymore.
Neither do I.
But you know what rock is, right?
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. But you understand, Christian, why I did that?
Yeah.
Right? So you and I, what do? We've been doing this is our third time, our fourth time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth, ping pong questions.
Yeah.
And I know you know Tom.
I do.
But you're going to have to be kind of the bad guy a little too, okay? But you do. Because last time we were on, you were a little too easy.
So, Tom, I'm supposed to challenge you.
Yeah.
Hey, go for it,
challenge.
Man. Hit me with your best
Well, you
best
said
shot.
He's a special guy, so he's probably challenged
dude.
In a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask questions to see where he is in his direction of becoming a rock star.
Okay.
And find out if he's using the right business attitude to become sustainable on that side, okay?
You got it.
You ready? You
yep.
got the first question, buddy.
Okay, so I asked Tom this right before we came on air, and I know it's something that you're big on. I said, Tom, how many times a day are you tweeting?
Oh, so you want to dive right into social media.
I do, because when I left here on the first show, I upped my social media, and it's changed
has it?
My business. It has.
Because you are I've noticed you're a tweeter. You're a tweeter.
I tweet, and then I, you know, tie it to Instagram, so it's something that's interesting
mm-hmm.
that you see in the news feed, but it goes to three places, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook.
And one shot.
Got it.
That's great.
So, Tom, social media, what's going on with you in that?
I don't really get involved with all that. I have a team of people that do that here in America and a team that do it in Europe. And so Christian asked me how many times you tweet a day. And I said, I'm not really quite sure.
Okay.
So I sent a text. I got the answer back, and I replied back. Ken said, you got to do it minimum five times a day, and I've already sent it out.
Here's a problem with what you just did. I'm going to use one of my buddies. His name's Akon. He's got 54 million likes on Facebook. He's bigger than Starbucks, right? He tweets and Instagrams himself.
Cool.
Because it's got to come from an authentic voice. And the minute you outsource it, it loses you. Just be aware of this. And I mean, I watch Christian. This is your voice. I see mm-hmm. you take pictures of a tech that you're working on. I see when you're in the performance area. I mean, I see it. This is your story.
Did you see my green juice one?
I did see your green juice one, but this is your story. Tom, your story, if someone else is telling it, it's not your story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I get it. Not that hard. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone. It's 5S.
Not, just tweet. Right now you could just say, hey, I'm on Business Rockstars. You're done.
Well, if I've learned anything in the first 10 minutes of being here is that I got to get more personally involved in the tweeting and
Instagram.
Well,
it's your message.
It's my passion.
Do you have any fans?
Yeah, all over the world.
Yeah? How many fans do you think you have?
15,000, maybe.
Whoa. You have 15,000
fans.
Yeah,
I got people in the UK that are probably up right now listening to this, and I got people in Asia that are probably listening to this, and I've got people in Canada that are listening to this, and people in Chicago listening to this.
So you know what they're going to want then. When we come back from break, they're going to want to hear you sing. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So when we come back, we're going to hear a song from you. But we're diving into social media, which I generally do later on. That's you know, I don't put that in the foreplay zone. No, you just did it, okay? You foreplayed it. Which means is we're going to have to go into the sustainable business model later on, okay? And that means how do you brand, market, position yourself, okay? But tweeting, 5 times a day.
Right.
Let me rephrase that. Social media posts 5 times a day. And I would use Hootsuite. Do you know about Hootsuite?
No.
You're going to love it. One post goes to many.
I like
that.
So
that one post will actually then trickle down on everything else out there. And remember, you still also need to make sure you continue your business stuff, too. But we'll get to it. Hey, your music's playing in the background. When we come back, Tom Fuller's joining us and our mentor, Christian Cullen. I'm Ken Rakowski. Houston, the Business Rockstars.
Heard you were back in town. Yeah, I heard you were looking around. I've gotten over you. Found something else to do.
So why your company should be thinking about unlimited PTO? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. 1% of corporate America allows and does unlimited paid time off. Blows your mind, doesn't it? Unlimited. This is big companies, too. Netflix, Best Buy, Riot Games, Evernote. Unlimited for their employees. As much time off as they want paid. You think it's counterintuitive where they would take it and abuse it. Not the case whatsoever. Actually, it's an incentive to work for those businesses. They look for this as an opportunity. Most of the employees actually take less time off than most corporate America jobs offer. So this is one of those things you might want to start offering because it does look good and it gets the employees really excited. Unlimited paid time off is the new way to attract the right talent to your company. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
Allstate's 10th Annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for the rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather's going
to
strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This is Business Rockstars, where we teach you what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
Stuart Brand, he says, stay hungry, stay bullish. Ken Rakowski, this is Rockstars. We're in Chicago, checking out Rockstars in Chicago, because, of course, on Thursdays we do mentoring rockstar style. Christian Cullen's joining us. Hey,
that's
Christian.
Right. What's up?
Hey, Christian, so you brought... Now, what is your relationship with Tom?
So Tom hired me originally to be the keyboard player on his records.
Oh, okay.
And we actually had that
actually,
opportunity.
Actually, Rick hired you.
Well, Rick hired me, yeah.
Is he good? Is Tom good?
Tom's great.
So can we hear something from
him? Yeah.
Hey, Tom, we'd love to hear something from him. What do you got?
Fat Boy.
Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Let's hear something. Mic's yours.
We've been through a long pain and hurt hard rum. Heard you were back in town. Yeah, I heard you were looking around. I've gotten over you. Something else to do. Took a long dovetail ride. Yeah, I took a long time to hide. Gonna be a rocking biker. Gonna be a rocking biker. Got blue cookie eyes. Don't tell lies. Don't need to ask me twice. Don't wanna roll the dice. Gonna be a rockin' biker. Gonna be a rockin' biker. You just wanna ride my
Yeah, there you go. Tom! Yeah. Tom Fuller. People want to find you. What's your website?
TomFullerBand.com.
You got a band?
I got four other guys with me.
Four other guys.
Joel, John, Ryan, and Jordy.
How often are you playing?
I'm sorry?
How often are you going out and performing?
As often as we can. We're getting ready to do a big tour in Europe next month. We're leaving November 8th, and we're going to Munich, Cologne, Berlin, Hamburg, Paris, Amsterdam, and, of course, London. And we've got a big CD release, plus a graphic novel release, and plus a big video release. And the cool thing about what we
do... You have an album.
The album's called Freedom.
You have vinyl.
And we got vinyl, we got digital, we got CDs. We're going to have all 11 videos. Plus, we're going to have the graphic novel. It's the coolest thing I've ever done in my life, and I love it.
All right. Wow. Now, are you able to do this because of your businesses are able to fund what you're doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is a passion that you have that you're funding.
Yeah.
Is it a passion that you're funding so it becomes profitable, or are you funding this because it's your passion?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to answer you two ways. When I started a company, it wasn't to make a lot of money. It was to take care of my customers who were my friends. When I started writing music, it was to get stuff out of my system. And I never, if I entered the music industry to become a millionaire, I would have retired by the third day. I do it because, I would have. That's just the way it is. But the facts of the matter are, it's my passion, and I've had an amazing journey, and I write about it. And I think people relate to it. I love it.
And how are you filling the seats in all those locations you're doing throughout Europe?
I have a whole promo team over there.
No, I understand.
They're all taken care of. That's all of that
you outsource everything.
Nah, not my music, man. I write my own music.
I understand that, but I actually, what do you think about that? I'm looking at.
Well, I think what happens is that we're human beings. There's 24 hours in a day. And we need to sleep, and I have to trust other people, and I need help. And I
But you've learned this in business. You get this. You hired your teams and your five other companies. Yeah. So you just took the same idea going, I'm just going to drop it on my music passion right now, right?
When I was a boy, I had two dreams.
Oh, by the way, that you could tell he's going into story mode right there. Go ahead.
No, I'm ready.
Go for it.
When I was a boy, I had two things I wanted to be. I wanted to be a businessman.
Okay.
And I wanted to be a rocker. And the way my journey went was the business thing came first. And so I did that. But after about a decade of doing that, man, I was getting bored. And it was like, I knew I wasn't a Donald Trump that wanted to buy companies, so I was getting bored. And I needed something else. And I always had these little tunes in my head. And I always wanted to write one song. And I recalled when I was a little boy, I wanted to learn how to play and do it. So at a later stage in life, I took baby steps. I met people. People got sent to me. I got sent to them. And here I am telling you about playing in London. It's been an amazing ride. And I've met people like Christian who have been my mentors because they've taught me so much.
Christian, if you listen to what he's saying right now, you wish you can do stuff like this, right?
Wish I could do stuff like that?
Well, economically.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because he's done this economically because he's able to use.
Oh, it'd be amazing. But I'm actually using his paradigm somewhat in my business trying to learn how to delegate better because I just incorporated my business. Mm-hmm. Since I've been on the show, it got me thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not Christian Matthew Cullen anymore. Now I'm Cullen Entertainment Group.
Got it. Smart move.
Right.
You protected yourself a little too.
Yeah. Yep. So, Tom had a lot to do with that. He's like basically telling me, like, you'll be taken more seriously as a business as opposed to just yourself.
Oh, and you have a production company now,
exactly.
Right? And that it sounds bigger than what it is, obviously. It's the same person.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
But, Christian, as we talked about social media, mm-hmm. which you now know, and I'm looking at Tom right now, it's got to be your voice, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
You're not out to make money doing this, which is different than most artists. Most artists are starving, and they're hoping to make a living doing this. You already have a living, so you don't need to ever starve, which I'm wondering on the artist side, maybe you could answer this, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the whole starving artist what allows creativity to be created? You know, the whole...
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think when you have a passion like Tom has, I think that you tune into that, and that's what drives you. That's the same hunger in some ways. It comes from a different place, but Tom is one of the most passionate people I know.
No, you could see, even when he walked in, right?
I know.
But I'm wondering if he's going to make different decisions because he is not hungry. Let me just give you an example, Tom, real quick. Artists do really well is because they write a song. They realize that they should license it because it's going to have a better voice by somebody else singing. It could be a woman singing it. It could be somebody that's at a different tone level, right? And they will sell it. And that song will be able to live on. Where someone like you go, hey, man, I don't care about the money. I'm not going to go off and find another voice. I'm going to keep that song with me. And it may not resonate properly with you. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where a hungry artist will actually see the other alternatives. You're financially not hungry.
I dream big, man, and I have big goals, and I plan on achieving all those goals, but it still comes back to you got to have talent, but you got to have that willingness, man, to do whatever you have to do to get to where you want to do. So I made a conscious decision that I need to do something with music, and I got the willingness to do whatever the hell I have to do. So I've played in dive bars for nothing. I've driven in 10 below zero to get to a place and be told that they don't even have a sound system.
By the way, it's only a week from now. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Right. So and you know, and I've asked for help. I've asked the universe, show me what I'm supposed to do. Send me what I need. Send me where I'm supposed to go, and have the willingness to do what I have to do. You know.
So it's all about branding now. You okay? So people want to find out more. Is your website? Is that where they go?
Yeah, or Facebook or Twitter, whatever.
And you're doing music videos too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You just did 11 videos. That's going to be released with a graphic novel.
I mean, just the.
It's never been done before, man.
I understand that, but generally it's because either a label is the one that's funding the artist and they want to be economically sensitive.
Right.
Right. Or the artists themselves have no money where they can't just self-publish and do themselves. You're in a very unique position. How about this idea? You get some success going on this. You start mentoring like Christian is, but you start investing in these bands and doing this. What works for you, dropping that model on them too.
Well, I'll tell you a current thing that's a big turn on for me. The School of Rock in downtown Chicago, they're going to perform in January, I think January 17th, mm-hmm. a song I wrote called Sidewinder, which is on the album Freedom.
And on the vinyl.
And the kids are going to play.
Kids are like, what is this?
I'm going to play with these kids. Sidewinder, and it's an up-tempo rocker, you know, and they want to have one of the boys sing one of the verses. So I was telling Christian, I said, well, then I'll sing the verse I remember, and the boy can sing the other verse that I can never remember. But I'm going to perform with like 12, 13, 14-year-olds on stage at the School of Rock.
Great branding.
And you know what? That is such a huge high for me because I feel like I'm giving back, man. And it's a real high. And the School of Rock thing is almost as important as the London premiere of this cool album, Freedom.
So you're around our age, I've noticed. And is the sex, drugs, and rock and roll still part of rock and roll for you?
I'm all about the music, man. And I'm not... And I'll tell you what.
Chris is looking at me going, yeah, it's there, right?
No, actually, it's not. And I had somebody.
He's really buttoned down.
Wait a minute. I'm really being quite straight here. I had somebody recently say, what do you do about groupies? And I said, you know what? If I don't have an emotional connection to someone, I'm not going to waste any time talking to them. If they want me to sign an autograph, I'll do that. But I'm not
into that. You got groupies?
Yeah, I got groupies.
Wow.
In most states, I think.
In most states, except in Utah, right?
There's no groupies there. You don't want that.
So where do you take this then as a – you don't see this as a business, do you? You just see this as a passion.
You know, I'm one of these people. I'm a left-brain, right-brain guy, okay? And I'm the CEO of a record label, okay, which my music goes on, all right?
Do you have other artists on that label?
No, I'm too busy with what I got going on, and I don't think that's my destiny, Ken.
No.
I think my destiny is supposed to write what I write, perform what I perform, record with guys like Christian and Danny Parks in Nashville, and my band, and take it to where it's supposed to go. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing with my life right now. I believe it, and I will not deviate from it.
Okay. So when we come back, do you know what the 1,000 fans are? Do you know what the 1,000 true fans are, Christian? So generally, artists, you're in a very unique situation, Tom. You can sustain your life by having 1,000 true fans, okay, by making $100,000 a year, which is not something that your burn rate's a little higher than that. But 1,000 true fans, that's what I asked you earlier. How many fans do you think you had? You said 15,000, I think you said.
Yeah.
15,000 fans. If we can get 10% of them to commit to you once a year, as being a member of your own fan club, we'll talk. I'm going to tell you what it's going to take you to. You up for that?
I'm up for it. All
right.
That sounds awesome.
You like that too, right?
I do.
Let's do it.
How do I do it?
All right. So when we come back, we'll talk about the whole idea of the 1,000 true fans and how, not just in music, but in your own business, how do you make sure those fans become your fans for everything you do and they're paying fans? We'll find out when we get back. Ken Rakowski, you listen to Business Rockstars. So why should your attorney be more like a Hollywood agent? I'm Ken Rakowski. This is a Business Rockstars Minute. Have you ever seen the TV show Entourage on HBO? So Ari is this big Hollywood agent who's always gunning out for his customers, well, the people he represents. He's making sure they got the right movie role. They're in the right place at the right time. He's being a great agent, and that's exactly what your attorney needs to be. It's just not about the corporate documents and the paperwork and representing you in the courtroom. It's about them representing you for new customers and clients. See, a great attorney has a great Rolodex, and you need access to that Rolodex. Because as your business builds, the more they make from you.
So if they could get out there and act more like a Hollywood agent, introducing you to the right people and the right places, your business will grow, so their business will grow. So look for the right attorney that acts like a Hollywood agent. I'm Ken Rakowski. This has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
Allstate's 10th Annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for their rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather is going to strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right too.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world, so you can become a rock star, too.
Seth Golden said, hey, waiting for perfection is never a smart move. You just got to make some progress. I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We are in Chicago doing mentoring rockstar style here at the WGN Studios. Thanks a lot for allowing us to be here. From starting to growing to funding your business, it's so important, especially when you incorporate the people that love what you're doing. You know, like from Tom's Shoes, people that love Tom's Shoes, they are fans of Tom's Shoes, or fans of, let's say, Whole Foods. They're fans. They're diehard fanatics. They believe in our Apple users. They're fans. They will do whatever it takes. They will stand in line for days to get a product because they are fans. And your fans are what will recommend you. They're the word-of-mouth recommendation engines. Joining me in studio is Christian Cullen. Christian, you're going to be around. We're going to see you. You're not going to disappear or anything like that, right?
No. I'll be here.
I like that. I like you being around. It's good. You brought in this guy right here,
Tom Fuller.
Yeah. Tom's got a vinyl album coming out.
He does.
Cassettes?
No cassettes.
I would offer cassettes. Cassettes rule.
I always broke cassettes. I hate cassettes.
And then the tape comes out, and you got to get the pencil in there.
Yeah, I remember that, too. You have a whole bunch of stuff coming out when?
Just, November 17th in Europe.
November. And how about the United States?
This next year.
And you realize that there are, you said 15,000 people that are your fans. Let's go after 1,000 of them.
I'm in.
You ready for this? We were talking about it during the break.
It's a turn on, man. I'm following you.
We call it the 1,000 true fans. They're the true ones. And the goal is you're going to commit to them as long as they commit to you. Okay? Because you said you like a committed relationship. You said that earlier, right?
It's all about relationships.
It's about relationships. And I believe that what they can give you besides their attention is some currency. Okay? And currency is $9 a month, $100 a year. And for that $9 a month, those 1,000 true fans, you're going to give them stuff they can't get. They can't get a touch point with you, music that you're writing, the album a month or 2 months early, unplugged sessions online. And they're going to get so excited, they become the top recommendation engine for you.
Hell, they'll become my family.
They would become your fans. Your 1,000 true family fans.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, so you got a good team right now that sets out, you said you outsource a lot. You got to identify who are the top tweeters, the top retweeters, the ones that like your stuff, and invite them. But you have to create an instrument that allows subscription. Okay?
Okay.
And from there, you invite them in and set a plan over a course of the year, the things you can offer to them. Like I was mentioning Kid Rock. I was telling Christian, what does Kid Rock do with his 1,000 true fans?
He reserves the first two rows.
Two rows, a lot.
I would go two.
Yeah, but I'm not sure when you're in every city. I mean, maybe Detroit, you could fill it up all the time because that's where they all are.
Oh, right, right.
But if he's playing in Nashville, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe he could. All his true fans, but
he holds back the tickets for
them.
Yeah,
true first
fans.
Row.
It's a great idea, right?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
So you, the true fans, and think about your other businesses too. Your 1,000 true customers. You give them something that's unique because they already pay for your product.
Right, right.
And that could be something on an advance order. That could be on holiday gifts, whatever it is. You show them that you love them so much because they have loved you.
Right.
Right? Right. Always your 1,000 true fans. For the artists that are listening out there, that $100 a year is $100,000. And any artist, I think, that's out there trying to make it happen and go back in your days. That's great money, right?
That's great.
And it's a win-win. You're giving them what they want, and they're giving you what you want.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I actually believe there's three C's that you got to go back and forth with your fans, and your fans to go with you. First one is credit. You want your fans to go off and talk about, oh, yeah, Tom Fuller, man, he's done this. Tom, this. Give you credit on all these things you're doing. Next is contacts. Your fans should tell you about these people you need to know or these stories or these relationships. So they become like your tool to know what's going on in those cities.
Right.
And last is currency, you know, paying you for stuff because you're giving them pleasure. They go to Great America, if they go to a movie theater, they pay for that pleasure. You're providing pleasure too, Tom.
Right.
You got it all?
Right.
I know I just did a big core dump on you guys. I'm sorry. It was like lunch last time, right?
What's that?
It was like us going to lunch the other day.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Christian, you bring in all these great artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think at times we neglect you. Now, Tom, you just said you worked with Christian. Was it awesome?
I've known Christian for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. He's played on all my projects. We've got a great friendship that recently has gone to another level because I've been helping him with some of his business ideas. But I've learned so much from this guy. I've said this to you before, and from my heart to your heart, man, you're a genius, man, when it comes to creating and music.
Thank you, man.
I like how you swear
there.
Nice
Christian
job.
Cullen is the most, outside of Paul McCartney, the most melodic bass player I've ever watched.
Whoa!
That's pretty impressive.
Nice.
And he's known as a key guy, but he can play sweet bass that'll make your heart cry.
Really?
Thank you. I didn't
know that.
Yeah, he's a great bass player.
I learned early that the more talents that you can utilize, the more you'll be in work.
It's true, right?
And that's why I base my whole business model on. I've just put myself in all these places where I learned how to engineer, I learned how to produce, I learned how to record, I learned how to work with artists, I learned how to play multiple instruments, work on video games, and it just becomes part of the learning curve.
I love it. From vocals to instruments, people are working on video games, working on scores. Mm-hmm. They need to get a hold of you. How do they find you?
Well, I actually just changed my website. There's two.
What is it?
It's now www.cullenentertainmentgroup.com.
He just laughed. Do you know why it's important to say www?
I laughed at the same reason.
Do you know why? People know you're about to say a website. Because otherwise,
like
if you go
that.
Right
like,
into
no,
it.
No, wait, I like that. I yeah. like that. Yeah. That's a now new way to look at it.
Now they're prepared.
Now, yeah, right. Now they know what you're talking
people,
about.
Tom, people want to find you. Where do they go?
www.tomfullerband.com.
There you go. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Awesome.
Of course, we're always here to help you start, grow, and fund your passions and turn them into businesses. We're always here to help you whatever you're doing. BusinessRockstars.com is the website. I'm Ken Rakowski. Thanks a lot for listening to Business Rockstars.
Thanks, Ken.
Is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.